This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan, and it's alright. Whoa.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box, broadcasting live from the Home Loan Experts World Headquarters. I do want to tell you about our good friends at the Bomberito Automotive Family. If you're looking for a car, go to bomberito.com. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. There's a reason they sell the most cars in the state of Missouri every year, the Bomberito Automotive Family. All right, Frank and Martin here till 12. Chuck will be here at 12 o'clock.
And it's Big Strick Wednesday, talking to Blues hockey. Fresh from the rink, a rink report with Andy Strickland in just a little bit.
The only way Frank could make 26 miles is to dangle a strip steak off a stick in front of him. I will say this, that right after Brooke finished hers, she called me. Did I tell you that she called me during the race, Facebook? Not Facebook.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like,
so I'm sitting.
This is the DC Marathon. Do
yes.
they get to run around like the monuments and all of that?
They do. It's
that,
really
I
cool.
I gotta say, over the years, you've heard about the New York Marathon, the Boston Marathon. When you mentioned that the other day, I thought that would be a great city.
Yes.
For a marathon, just because there's so much visual, and that would keep you motivated or entertained while you're running.
So I was in a recliner. It's like 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. I had two big pieces of whole wheat toast with peanut butter and honey. I got the honey from Edibles and Essentials, the best honey ever. I got two dogs on my lap. I'm watching The Sopranos, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and Brooke is jogging, and she says to me, "What are you doing, fatty? I'm running a marathon." And I'm talking to her a couple of minutes as she runs. So.
It's a tough standard if Frank's the fatty. Rock, I'm just looking around like, if Frank's a fatty, what does that make of us, you know? No offense to me or to you.
Not doing great.
But we are, Frank and I are terrible people because Ryan Kelly walks in and he's got this backpack to let us know what it's like to take part in this death march.
Yes.
And our first thought was, is there food in the bag? I wonder if they threw the sandwiches in the bag.
Do we need the anecdote to prove that?
We did not need it. No, we were already known as terrible people, to be fair. By the way, I mentioned that Nick Foles got the $88 million and the $50 million guaranteed. Did you see the nugget? Where that's not as much money as his dad once cashed. Did you see the check? I think it was Darren Revelle who said Nick Foles' dad a few years back sold his restaurant businesses in Arizona and got a check for $59 million. Isn't that insane?
Are you serious?
His dad started some.
What choice was?
It's not ones we would have heard of, but I think they were huge in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. It was some kind of fish. There were two different fish restaurants that he had opened multiple locations, and he got bought out by the people that own Red Lobster and Olive Garden and all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So can you imagine, like, Dad, can you believe it? I just got paid. Good for you, son. Your mother and I are down on our island today. The dad got $59 million a few years ago. The son just cashed a check for $50 million.
You know, that's like Bill Laimbeer, the joke in the NBA was for a long time. He was the only guy in the league whose dad was making more money than he was. He owned a couple of banks or something.
I think the big winner this week with the free agency, isn't it the Mizzou fundraising department? Mitch Morse got, what, $20 million guaranteed to go from the Chiefs to Buffalo. Sheldon Richardson.
Oh,
Gateway
yeah.
Tech got a 36. I don't know how much was guaranteed, but he got
He's going to Cleveland?
Cleveland. He's
Boy,
going
that's
to Cleveland.
Great.
24 guaranteed. I'm telling you, if I'm Jim Sterk, I'm calling those guys. We're so proud of you. We can't wait to may not be able to retire your jersey just yet, but we'd love to have you back. We're going to have a Sheldon weekend. We're going to have a Mitch weekend.
Now, you know, they did do something smart. They finally retired and had a ceremony for Max Scherzer. And I think Max was not wild that Tony Vitello didn't get that job. And Vitello's been a terrific recruiter and a great coach. So maybe they're trying to get Max. Boy, you talk about some money to burn. We're not talking $20 million. We're talking like $225
right.
million.
Although I still think football is probably the move if you're a player. Where I mean, granted, the baseball money is insane. But in terms of getting paid right away, don't you think? If your son
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Is he going to go to football and play right away or play very soon?
Got to go get paid.
And get the check right away. Baseball, you're going to be sitting in the minor leagues, and then they're going to say, well, we don't want to start your clock too soon. They really do. And it's become more obvious as we see these other sports, you know, where the stars get paid and start playing right away. Remember the Chris Bryant thing 4 or 5 years ago when they wouldn't call him up in March because they're worried about his clock? It's starting to get more attention.
If you can cash that check right away, you just got to do it.
Where, and none of these guys, none of it's slave labor, but a lot of those baseball guys, you know, that are highly paid, you know, bonus money, just get buried for a while. They just are so worried. The Cardinals may have been at the head of the curve there, worrying about everybody's clock. It really is annoying. You know, like we were joking a couple of years ago, they would win the award for best use of the 40-man because they were good at manipulating the 40-man. Well, that's great. There's no award at the end of the season for best use of the 40-man.
A little bit of Cardinal information yesterday. I thought it was really encouraging about Alex Reyes. You know, it's just an inning, but anytime you hear about him being pain-free and then getting his breaking ball over, that's – I'll tell you, how could a sixth through ninth inning be any more imposing than Dakota Hudson, Alex Reyes, John Brebbia, Andrew Miller, and Jordan Hicks? That's pretty scary.
And possibly Carlos Martinez, right?
At this eventually, point, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to make of his season, but for sure, if he's part of the mix early on, it's going to be out of the bullpen. Isn't it pretty clear now what the rotation is?
Yeah, and well, Gant or Dakota,
Hudson.
Yeah.
So Wainwright and Waka, who I don't know if 2 months ago you would have said, I definitely want them in my rotation, they're in it, and Flaherty and Michaelis are the other two. That thing has sorted itself out. Gant or Hudson, I think I would go with Hudson. I just kind of like the idea, although him in the bullpen is kind of fun. They do have a lot of options. And Schilt said Reyes for sure is a bullpen guy. That could change. You know, you don't go heavy innings early in the year, and then later on if you need a guy in the rotation, it could be him. There are exciting options. And if Martinez or Reyes, any of these guys stumble, it's not a killer, right? Because you have so many other options. The Martinez thing is just frustrating. Because this was your ace as recently as a year ago, and now you're just kind of concerned about where are we? What is the real issue here? Is it health? Is it fitness? Is it preparation?
It is amazing, too, though. It's kind of what Jason Stark was talking about. It's almost an embarrassment of riches that you could replace arguably your most talented pitcher in Carlos Martinez with the one who has even more potential in Alex Reyes eventually, and not to mention Dakota Hudson. And, oh, by the way, Tennessee is 16-1. I think they made a pretty good hire with Tony Vitello, who recruited recruited World Series teams at Arkansas and at TCU. And I think there was another stop along the way. But every place this guy's gone, and he begged for that job. Max wanted him to get that job, and they said, no, we're not going to hire you. That was the athletic director before, Mac Rhodes.
Who was there for like a week or something.
Yeah.
I believe the word, I guess I could say it now, rest in peace, Joe Strauss. I said something about Mac Rhodes. We're just talking. I said, he said, seems to me a bit of a huckster. And I don't really
know. Is that what he said?
Yeah. And I didn't really know what it meant at the time, but I think it fits. I just, no offense, of course, to Mac Rhodes if he's listening, seemed to be passing through all along. And that's on the heels of Mike Alden, whether you liked him or not. You're talking stability, a guy who had that job for a really long time. Mac Rhodes then. It's terrible if you have an AD who comes in for a year and a half or 2 years. He could do a lot of damage because if he makes a bunch of hires, then just bolts, and you walk in and say, what do I have? Oh, yeah, here's your coaches.
Yeah.
Here's what I decided. And that's why I understand coaches who hate to have a new AD come in because the guy who hired you is gone.
You're right.
There is a strong connection there.
Kind of like a new news director in TV.
Have you got a new one yet?
No, that'll be a long
one. You know, yesterday, and it's amazing, I told you our new owners were in the building. I tidied up a little bit.
Did you suck up to them?
I actually was looking for them and couldn't find them. And then I noticed some of our managers that don't always wear a tie were wearing
really?
A tie.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And then there was food in the lunchroom. It looked like we might have had a catered lunch. And I'm like, well, we don't normally have a catered lunch.
Martin had a thesaurus and a dictionary on his desk to make it seem like he's always trying to find new words and different ways to phrase events in his sportscast.
I always wear a tuxedo on Tuesday. So I walked around the building. I couldn't find anybody, upper-level management. I couldn't find these guys. I had studied their bios a little bit. Both of the guys there went to Ohio University. Great school just outside of Cincinnati. Big fan of the Bobcats. Frank Solich was a great hire. They had the Shaq of the Mac. If you, anyway, the point is they said they came in the morning and left, so I never saw them.
So you got dressed up for nothing.
Correct.
We have one very witty text. Somebody copied Ty Babylonia's new Wikipedia first paragraph, and apparently this is how it's reading. Ty Babylonia was inspired at the age of 6 to begin ice skating after watching Peggy Fleming on television. Babylonia has a son named Scout with former husband Kerry Butler. She was engaged for several years to actor-comedian David Brenner, but they never married before their breakup in 2009. Was also romantically linked to longtime radio personality Ken Strode.
Ken.
Hold on.
No, it's still there. I just looked it up.
It's there?
Yeah, it's still there. Ken Strode.
I thought when it comes to...
And this is Wikipedia, correct?
Wikipedia. Yes.
So this is a reason now we can no longer turn to Wikipedia as the gospel.
I thought Ken liked another figure skater, not romantically, but who was the guy? Hi, Iggy. That the
analyst for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Yeah, he's a big fan. Big fan.
So now he's linked to two.
Who was
skaters.
Married to Terry Bradshaw? The Starbuck?
JoJo. The
JoJo Starbuck? Figure skater?
Yeah.
I believe that was her
very
name.
Attractive. How many times do you think Terry Bradshaw has been married? Four?
Yeah.
Four times. He's on his fourth wife now.
Is that right?
Melissa Babish.
See, that's
JoJo
even
Starbuck,
past my theory of three.
Charlotte Hopkins, and now Tammy Bradshaw.
Do you know, I interviewed Bradshaw years ago. I think Mike March had his golf tournament at Fox Run.
Oh, that was a big one when he had everybody was there.
Oh, and all the Fox guys came in because I think Terry Bradshaw had said something bad about March, so then they made up and they brought him in. And Scott Ackerson, the longtime producer of that Sunday morning show, he was there. And I'm doing the interview of Bradshaw, and, you know, he's fun to talk to. And I said, hey, you've had many careers. I was saying something about how you've done many things. I said, many wives. I threw that into the question, and he leaned over and slapped me. I need to spend a day just digging in the vault. It was a playful.
You were throwing shade.
You brought
Terry
many
Bradshaw?
Wives.
Yes, I threw many wives into the question.
Wow.
We were having a. But he was like.
And I thought I was awkward yesterday with Carolyn Kendall Betts.
What, did you mention the shiny teeth?
Huh.
But I mentioned the many wives. He was fine with it, but he leaned over and slapped me. Not too hard to let me know that was probably a little over the line.
Have you interviewed Larry King and made the same comment?
I think I'd be okay, though, if he attempted to slap me. It may take a second to get up.
I had Larry King in my Sienna van, picked him up at the one of the hotels and brought him down for Sports Plus.
Did he do, like, a King's things while you were driving him?
He was fun to talk to.
Just have observations?
Yeah, like as you're driving. Do we need these stoplights, Frank? What's your favorite ice cream?
Why'd they pick yellow?
God, I love peanut butter.
Does he still tweet out King's things?
You know, I follow him. I have not seen that in a while. I miss those.
Absolutely. You know that theory about how older people shrink? It's not a theory with him. I'm telling you, he may have been 5'9", 30 years ago, and he's probably 5'3", now. So, I mean, did you ever see him in the Dodger Stadium? Yes. He looks, it's unbelievable.
He hasn't done a King's things in a while. I miss those. Those were fun.
They hired him at the Sporting News to do a weekly column. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
King, but in the middle of his sports takes, air quotes, sports takes, where he'd say, I like the Dodgers bullpen. The next thing would be, I don't care for mayonnaise. And you would say, why is this in the Sporting News? How do we get that gig?
Continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus is a core value of Maryville. And one of our four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan, go to maryville.edu. Let's take a short time out. We'll be right back.